Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Former 24/7 champion, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Bear, I'm doing a show. Turkey, ducky, turkey, ducky.
That's great.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Good evening and welcome to ENN.
Ray Rowe.
Brought to you by our friends at Sloman's. I'd like to start off this day by saying good evening to Michael.
Tender bacon wrap filet mignons.
Good evening to Don.
Oh.
And good evening to myself.
I love John.
Don, where do you fall on the filet mignons?
Listen, I'll eat it.
No, that's not what I meant.
I love you.
I meant
filet mignon.
Pronunciation. Sorry?
Well, how do you say it?
Filet mignon.
No, I don't say it that way.
Stop it.
I honestly, you guys are disgraceful.
Who do you think you are?
It's clearly mignon. Wait,
Martha Stewart?
It's not like showing up to, listen, I respect being a gringo and pronouncing a hero or a gyro. A gyro, because you've seen it like that your whole life. It's how people say it. Okay. But filet mignon? I don't think that's a thing.
No, it's a thing. It's the thing.
It's not the thing. You think it's the thing?
That's what people say, yes.
Anthony, what do you say?
Filet mignon?
There you go.
Wow. Don, where do you fall on the filet mignons?
Listen, I'll eat it.
Well, Don, what's more startling to me is your ambivalence toward it.
Yeah, it's my favorite steak. What's your problem?
I don't know. It's just very...
not tasty enough?
It's just not my favorite.
What's your favorite? A good
you seem
Salisbury
like a bone-in
steak?
Guy.
No, not a Salisbury. That's hamburger. What I enjoy is like a ribeye, a New York strip.
I love a New York strip.
I don't understand. I don't want my steak cubed in a tiny little appetizer. I want it hanging off of both sides of the plate.
Wow.
Like the
kind of steak was it? You seem like a bone-in guy.
It's one of my favorite lines.
It's one of your best and most disrespectful lines, but I'll tell you right now, sneakily, maybe not even sneakily, Michael dropping, asking you if your favorite steak is Salisbury might have been the most disrespectful thing he's ever said.
Right, because he went full Sean there.
Right.
So you say dinner. Salisbury instead of Salisbury?
Salisbury steak. I say Salisbury.
I think I say Salisbury.
I don't think that Peter's talking about the pronunciation. He's talking about me saying that slab of ground up beef is
your
favorite
saying,
steak.
I do like that.
It was
my favorite Hungry Man.
That was the point. That's what he was getting at. Was saying, basically what Michael thinks is you should be the mascot for Hungry Man.
Hanging off of both sides of the plate.
Oh, you know what? That would be the greatest hire for Swanson if he came on and just hawked Hungry Man's dinners.
I got to tell you, I when I was a kid, one of the biggest TV dinner guys in the business.
No,
how do you handle a Hungry Man?
Loved him. Loved him. All right, guys. We've talked about a lot of things today. One thing we have not talked about very much is the NBA Finals, which are kicking off tonight.
God forbid.
You could hear it on the air, on our air, I should say, at 9 o'clock.
Okay, right after Larry and Gordon.
That's right.
Ray Rowe.
Let's hear from Tim Legler on just how good this Warriors offense is.
The depth, the firepower, the style of play, and the way that it empowers so many guys on their roster to play great offensively. And for me, that's going to outweigh even a great Celtics defense because you've got to remember also, Warriors aren't too shabby on the other end of the floor. This is one of the best defensive teams in the postseason as well. But I just think that offense, to me, carries a greater weight than the versatility, depth, and physicality of the Celtics defense.
Disagree.
Now, did you hear this stat, Peter? Because this blew me away.
Go ahead.
So I was listening to Carlin and Canty. It could be the other way around. And Chris was saying that.
Which Chris?
Yeah,
Carlin. Question. That I forget what house in Vegas that the Celtics have an 85% chance to win this series.
I saw it. ESPN.
What, on what world?
I ESPN posted it yesterday. Let me see if I can pull up the stat. It was the dumbest. I could not believe. It's like someone just wants us to lose. Why would you even post such a ridiculous thought?
I'm not saying that the Celtics can't win, Peter. But, I mean, come on. 85% over the Warriors? I'll play along.
Warriors in seven. Is that fair?
I think it's going to be quicker than that.
Oh, wow.
For the Warriors?
Yeah.
Wow. And you were so accurate yesterday.
You know what? You miss 100% of all the shots you don't take.
Well, asking you to have a take on the Michael Kay show is not exactly asking you to lift up
right.
The Empire State Building.
The point is you break right, the hero. Shot. It says here on ESPN that according to ESPN's Basketball Power Index, the Celtics have an 86% chance to win the finals.
So you know how I hate to have people lose their jobs?
Sure you do.
The Power Index people have to go. You're going to have to give me a detailed explanation how the Celtics have an 86% chance to win.
Greeny with an awesome Scud missile comment against my Celtics on this page. Greeny wrote, have the numbers watched Boston play offense late in close games? Because,
you know how close they came to blowing that game seven?
Very
one Jimmy
close.
Butler three away.
God, let's talk about that. How much do you think Jimmy Butler has sat and thought about taking that shot?
As he took it, I'm saying, why isn't he driving to the basket?
I know. He had Al Horford standing upright. He could have blown by him.
Yeah, that was rough.
It was not what you want.
Almost as rough as Marcus Smart's shot.
Well, Marcus.
Which was anything but.
Smart?
Yes.
Yeah, Marcus
probably really regretted having that song about him on the album.
No, I love it. What do you mean? He's one of the reasons we're there. He's fantastic.
But not after that shot. You probably were embarrassed.
He had a few bad shots, but it's all right. Let's hear from Kendrick Perkins on the X Factor in this series.
Well, I'm looking at Marcus Smart. He's not going to be switching. He's going to be up in the Steph Curry, getting up over screens. So Steve Kerr don't have to worry about him switching 1 through 5 because he's going to be tied to Steph Curry Kip all series long.
Kendrick among those picking the Boston Celtics. If you're wondering, Stephen A. Smith, Warriors. Richard Jefferson, known as RJ, Warriors. Shene Ogwumike, Warriors. Kendrick Perkins, Celtics. So, a lot of Warrior love, which is interesting because the numbers apparently feel completely different. And Kendrick's the only person who had Tatum as the MVP, everyone else having Steph as the MVP. Guys, I don't know if you're aware of this. The Rangers lead their series 1-0 against the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Now, before you go to this story, Peter, I have something that's sponsored I have to get out of the way.
Oh, wow.
Please say it.
Get out of the way is not the way to phrase it, but go ahead.
Well, I want to do right by our people that support the show. Yankee starting lineup brought to you by Bigelow Tea. I have it. I have it before anybody else. To game two. LeMayu first leads off. Aaron Judge, the DH, bats second. Batting third, second baseman Gleyber Torres. Batting fourth, the left fielder Miguel Andujar. Batting fifth, the shortstop Isaiah Kanafalefa. Aaron Hicks, who had 3 hits in the first game. He plays center field, bats sixth. Batting seventh, right fielder Joey Gallo. Batting eighth, the catcher Kyle Higashioka. Batting ninth, the third baseman Marwin Gonzalez. Starting for the Yankees is Jameson Taillon. And that is tonight's Yankee starting lineup for Game 2 of the day-night doubleheader, brought to you by Bigelow Tea. Bigelow Tea, you know, is a proud supporter of the Michael Kay Show and the official hot tea of Joe Torre and the New York Yankees.
Well, you're so good at what you do.
Really?
You really mean that, or are you just, like, saying it?
You give good lineup.
That's a weird way to put that. It
was my favorite Hungry Man.
Speaking of which, Anthony accidentally wrote the name Brain Dable on this audio sheet. But
that sounds like something that somebody would suffer from, right? He's got Brain Dable.
Here's Brian Dable on the Rangers Game 1 win that he attended.
Like I said before, this team's a fun team to watch. It's an unbelievable atmosphere, great people. In Eastern Conference Finals, doesn't get better than this. They start out quick, great pass by Zibanejad. Kreider knocks it home, and it's been a fun team to watch, you know, and follow. This the great thing about sports is they just keep coming back. So kind of get attached to them.
He was asked Bill's offensive coordinator, Brian Dable.
Okay.
Dable.
He was asked if he touched the Stanley Cup.
Pretty cool. I did not. No, I did not. No, it was a pretty cool thing to see, though.
Why wouldn't you? See, people misunderstand that whole thing.
You're not supposed to touch it if it's your sport.
You only are not supposed to touch it if you think you can win it. Right?
I touched it.
Because you're not in competition for it. But if, like, let's say you're John Tortorella or Mike Milbury, and they're on the ESPN set, they don't want to touch it because maybe they have aspirations of coaching again and maybe winning it, or a player on another team. But if you're the coach of the New York Giants, I don't think you've got aspirations to win a Stanley Cup, do you? So put your arm around it. Hug it. Give it a kiss.
I agree with you. I would be hugging and kissing it.
So many drops, so little time.
I drank out of it. It was fun.
Michael, just when you thought it was done, there was more.
Yeah, he drank out of it.
Ken Danico invited me to a barbecue at his house.
All right, that's a drop also. Don, is every word you're saying a drop? Ken Danico invited me to a barbecue at his house.
I don't mean it to be. It's not intentional. It's one of the great misunderstandings of all time, too. Like Kenny, it was after they won the Cup at 03. He invites me over his house for a barbecue. I'm all excited. So me and Nancy stopped off and like got like a pie to bring, some cookies.
Class. All class.
Meanwhile, there must have been 1,000 people there.
Wow.
Yeah, it was one of those catered, like, K barbecues.
Oh, my God. So, Andrew, you know what this is like?
Oh, when Michael Scott brings the
potato salad. That's exactly what Don did. He brought one little pie. Meanwhile, they spent $30,000 on catering.
Right. I'm sitting there with my little Entenmann's cookies going, where do I put this?
Anybody want this?
Kenny's like, just, you know, put it over that pile over there. If we don't get to it, you can bring it home.
Oh, my God.
And what did you drink out of the cup?
Champagne.
Michael,
I've heard stories, Don, that in that cup there's been like human waste.
Okay, well,
no, but that's an old
wives' tale.
Well, there's the Howard thing that they did a bit that, I forget who it was went to the bathroom in it. It didn't happen. You think the keeper of the cup's going to let you take it to the bathroom?
Well, I don't know if they had a keeper of the cup then. Now they do.
No, they've always had somebody kind of keeping an eye on it. Now, there might have been a baby that had an accident, but they clean it. That thing's cleaner than you. I drank out of it. It was fun.
What do you think's a more Don line? Ken Danico invited me to a barbecue at his house.
Ken Danico invited me to a barbecue at his house.
Or I'd love to be friends with Owen Nolan.
I would be hugging and kissing it.
That would be. No, Owen Nolan's the winner.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to play that because I think it's quintessential, Don. I don't know if you can find it. It's there.
There's too many drops for you for anyone to be like.
I'd love to sit down and talk to Owen Nolan. Ken Danico invited me to a barbecue at his house.
The Danico might be bigger. I love the Danico one.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, moving right along, guys. I'm going to try to pull it together. Tom Brady says he felt pressure to end retirement because of free agency.
What?
Come on.
On a roundtable that aired on TNT, he said, it's like running a marathon. You can't decide 2 weeks before the marathon, hey, I'm going to start running. We got to free agency, and I felt some pressure to do it and talked to the team and organization, and it all worked out. Asked if he had been ready to retire, Brady said he was partly ready.
So,
right.
All right. So something, you know, we're all being had here.
Also, I don't want to make you guys sick last night, but when the hockey game went to intermission yesterday, I watched some of the Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Mahomes, Allen golf vehicle.
Boar fest.
I know this sounds insane, and I will get no support here from either of you.
Okay.
I actually do find watching amazing athletes playing golf pretty entertaining.
Well, you're not too
You bright. Give no. good lineup.
Like, they're that good at golf that watching them play is a reasonable sporting thing to watch.
But I don't even like him, it's not actual golfers doing it.
That's why you wouldn't enjoy this.
But I don't play. Well, to me, here's what golf is to people.
Garbage.
Well, that's how I feel about it. It's all golf is, the reason people watch it, is it's a big glorified instructional video. That's all it is, trying to get tips on swings, practice something you see a professional do when you go out there that following weekend. That's all it is.
That's
it's not entertainment. It's garbage.
Despise it.
And hey, it's just it's an instructional
Don,
video.
Did Danico have a nice house?
Yeah. Big yard.
But it doesn't seem like it was majestic.
I wouldn't call it majestic. It was nice. I mean, it was you know what you would expect a professional athlete's home to look like.
Was Scott Stevens there?
There were no teammates there.
Was Kenny Albert there?
No. Sweeney Murdy was there?
Sweeney Murdy was there?
I'll say one thing about Kenny's house that was kind of funny.
All right.
Was where they situated the bathroom by the toilet. So, like, if you're standing going to the bathroom, you look out the window. It was weird.
I've seen that before.
It's fine for you, but for people outside, it's odd. But no, he doesn't live there anymore. He's moved, but I'm not going to give you his location. But it was nice.
Let's hear from the aforementioned Tom Brady. This was last night during the golf vehicle. What's the golf vehicle called again?
The match.
Yeah,
I stabbed myself in the eye.
Did anybody know what was happening? By the way,
as God as my witness, I completely forgot it existed. And it came up on my guide. Again, Don, to the point you made earlier about channels you frequent, right?
Right.
I'm always on TNT. Like, TNT is a regular channel for me, so I happen to see the match.
Let's see,
I was like, all right, let me throw it on.
A number?
I wonder if I'm sure it didn't. That was in New York, I'm sure it did nothing. But I will tell you, while you guys have no interest in the product itself, it did over a million people. Just over a million.
1.085, so 1,085,000 people.
Because I will say, the commentary team they have, it's pretty great. It's Ernie, Charles, guests, and then they talk to the players, and the players are mic'd up. Here's Tom Brady talking trash to Josh Allen.
Hey, ask Josh if he's ever seen one of these. Josh, have you ever seen one of these? Do you know what that is?
I've seen one before.
I've seen it.
Okay.
I'm assuming
it's a Super Bowl trophy.
Yeah, I would think so.
Just to be clear.
But I guess that's big smack talk. I mean, Josh has been in the league 5 minutes. Give me a break.
Here's Tom Brady talking a little more trash to Josh.
Safe one.
Currently close.
Little chunky. I call that a little Josh Allen-y.
Wow. Good.
Tom said something funny.
Give me a break.
I gotta tell you, they're all pretty good at golf, though.
If they filmed that in my bathroom, I'd soil myself.
Oh!
I don't even know what that means. You say a lot of things, Don.
No, that means everything. It means I wouldn't go into the bathroom. I would just.
Oh, you would just soil yourself rather than see it. Okay, got it.
Right.
All right. LeBron James has become the NBA's first active player worth $1 billion, according to Forbes. How about that?
That's a lot of zeros.
He made $121 million from May 2021 to May 2022 between his on-court salary and off-court earnings. The only athlete he trailed during that time was Lionel Messi, who made $130
million. Wow. That's a lot.
Of course, he has an ownership stake in the Fenway Sports Group, a lot of real estate.
No F1 interest, drivers? That's surprising.
Interest of the food and beverage industry as well. Hey, this is cool. The 18th-seeded Coco Gauff has reached her first Grand Slam final.
Oh, at the French.
At the French, that's right. She just turned 18 years old. What was she 14 when we first saw her?
Oh my God, really?
I think Coco was four. That might have been 4 years ago already.
It's like Juan Soto territory, right? Like he's going to be forever 23.
Yeah, you know? No, I mean, listen, she's Capriati a Jace.
Yeah, how old was Jennifer?
When 14, 15?
Yeah, that's. How old is she now?
She's only 22. It's pretty amazing.
That is crazy.
Brittany Griner, who we know is still locked up in Russia, is apparently able to communicate via email and letters. Hundreds of emails have been sent by players to an account Griner's agent set up to allow them to communicate with her. The emails are printed and delivered sporadically in bunches to Griner by her lawyer after they're vetted by Russian officials.
Unreal.
She doesn't have access to the email account. She writes a response on a paper. Her lawyers take a photo and dictate it.
Can't imagine what she's going through. Can't even imagine it.
What a and crazy, for what? Terrifying circumstance.
And for what?
Hey, this is cool. Jets adding three faces to the Ring of Honor.
Okay, I know I...
You know who they all are?
Well, I know Nick Mangold is one. It was my favorite Hungry Man.
Okay. And the other two?
I don't know. Let's see.
Same era.
Same era. Oh, I would think maybe a little Brick, the Brick of Shaw Ferguson.
That is correct.
And still, I'm Marty Lyons.
And still the same era?
Yep. Maybe. Right. Yes, same era.
Well, yeah. Then it's got to be because they didn't put Revis in there yet.
Yeah, they sure are this year.
All right. See, that's a good one. Seriously, that's right in my wheelhouse. That's right in Don doing pre and post.
Oh, yeah. Don, you got to be there for this. We might have to celebrate.
Well, I think I should be a guest because me and Nick have something in common.
Go ahead.
We have the same agent.
Oh, there you go.
I think I should. Listen, is it too much to ask that I should get some like luxury box action?
No, I think that's reasonable. And that's really right up. I mean, seriously, that was literally your pre and post era. It's really interesting. You know, Revis and Mangold and DeBrickashaw are like all-time Jets. How often is it that you have that many kind of all-time players on a franchise who didn't win anything from the same period?
Yeah, closest they got were to back-to-back championship games.
God, that seems like a long time ago now, right?
Well, this will be 12 years, a dozen years. But Nick was an all-time Jet, DeBrickashaw, and then Revis. And Mangold and Revis are going to go to the Hall of Fame. Mangold's gone. I don't know when.
No, he is. I agree. Brick probably not, but the first two are.
It's not, you know, it's tough. It's tough to, like, because you can't throw too many stats out about offensive linemen, but. Name me, there's not too many centers I've seen better than Nick.
Giants rookie Kayvon Thibodeau has been seen wearing a red non-contact practice jersey at OTAs.
Oh, no.
Brian Daboll says he's dealing with an undisclosed injury. I know, and it's funny because things like that, Don, can be absolutely nothing, or it can be the first time you hear about something that drives you crazy forever. Mm.
And we got to get that straightened out if it's Thibodeau or Thibodeau. I believe it's Thibodeau.
You believe you're going Thibodeau.
I'm going Thibodeau. Andrew, am I off on that?
No, I'm with you for this one.
What did I say?
Kayvon. No, you Thibodeau.
You said Thibodeau.
I tried to split the difference.
But I've heard Michael say it. I think we're in that realm of if you're good if you just keep flip-flopping back and forth.
That's kind of what I'm doing.
Hopefully he becomes enough of a thing that we care.
I think Tom Thibodeau has warped our minds.
Yeah, of course.
With the way this word is pronounced. He's the outlier. But because he's so famous in New York and in basketball, we now assume everybody pronounces it that way. But it's not. He's the one who's different, I believe.
Thank you.
And we didn't even know he was different until, like, what, last year?
Yeah, exactly. Right. I blame Thom Thibodeau Diallo.
But was he not Thibodeau his whole time through Chicago and Minnesota?
I thought he was.
And for, like, the first year with New York. And then all of a sudden, I'm hearing the post-game show with Pat O'Keefe, and he's saying Thibodeau, and I'm like, somebody's got to call him and tell him he's saying it wrong.
That will do it for ENN, brought to you by Sloman's. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME to receive a free doorbell camera with the installation of your Sloman Shield. You can hear Bears excited about it. Keep your family safe. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME. Guys, coming up next, your phone calls, 1-800-919-3776. And in the next 15 minutes, more Rangers tickets. Peter and Don closing things out on the K Show on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.